Do you want to learn effective ways to build relationships, generate sales, and grow your business from successful entrepreneurs, startups, and CEOs without listening to a long, long, long interview? If so, you've come to the right place. Gresham Harkness values your time and is ready to share with you precisely the information you're in search of. This is the I Am CEO Podcast.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Gresh from the I Am CEO Podcast, and this is a little bit of a different episode. I usually try to do special episodes, and you will hear a special episode come up in a few episodes, but with that being said, they had a little bit of a change, obviously, to everybody who's probably listening to this, depending on when you're listening to this. I'm actually recording this in the second or third week of March, and when it'll go live, it'll probably be a little bit later out of March. But I actually had a guest on my show who was in the travel industry, and because of the COVID virus, COVID-19, a lot of things have changed for a lot of industries and for a lot of businesses. But I think especially you'll find one of the businesses or industries hardest hit has been the travel industry. So I actually had Rob on my podcast, a really great episode. And he has a lot of trip hacks for DC. So anybody's traveling to DC, especially with, you know, the chair of Lost in Time of the Year and people coming, getting the opportunity to hear from him, from his expertise and all the people that, you know, work with him as well too. Just exactly what you would want to know about, find, and see when you travel to DC. But because of the COVID virus, there's been a lot of changes in business for, you know, most entrepreneurs and business owners, and definitely for people in like the travel industry. You find it again in the food and beverage, and there's a lot of different industries, and there should be a roundup that's going live on CEO Blog Nation to hear from some business owners and entrepreneurs exactly how they've been affected by that. But with that being said, I wanted to really just take some time just to explore or talk about or just say how important it is to, first of all, stay safe, to stay healthy, and to secondarily, of course, you know, we as entrepreneurs and business owners, especially if you're a small to medium-sized business owner, we will probably be impacted tremendously because of this virus and the impact of those viruses. I'm a huge sports fan, so I definitely hear it when you hear about, you know, basketball, obviously, and football and baseball, and all the different sports have been impacted in some form, shape, or fashion. But I think what we'll start to see, unfortunately, is kind of like that trickle-down effect and how that impact happens to certain people. And Rob actually reached out to me, as we usually send out podcasts, as we send out reminders as your podcast gets closer and closer to going publishing. And he, you know, reached out and asked if we can potentially push it back to later on in the date. And simply by the end of March, his year-to-date revenues will be down about 60%, and by the end of March, about 90%. Well, actually 60% by the end of March, and then 90% by the end of April. So that's a huge hit. And I think that one of the reasons I asked Rob if it was okay if I could mention, you know, him during this episode was because I did want to kind of touch on the virus itself and the impact that it can have for small businesses. But I think so many times we forget and don't hear about those stories of, you know, entrepreneurs and business owners during times like this, or during natural disasters, or even during the economic crisis in 2008, and the impact that it has on, you know, these businesses. And basically his two busiest months were completely wiped out. And he started to suspend operations, obviously, just because of the state of the COVID-19 virus and just the impact that it's had. But I think it's just so important that, as I, you know, I'm extremely blessed to get the opportunity to interview so many entrepreneurs and business owners, one of the things that I always want to hopefully try to showcase during this podcast is, you know, the really phenomenal stories of entrepreneurs and business owners doing, you know, really great things. But I think that, as with business, as in life, there are so many kind of ups and downs and things that happen, things that can be catastrophic, you know, that happen within our businesses and within our lives. There could be some really phenomenal, glorious times as well too. But I hope this podcast is a conduit by which you can hear, you know, from those different stories of these entrepreneurs and business owners. And I wanted to take kind of that CEO story aspect, really just to kind of focus on that and to focus on, obviously, we have great and phenomenal moments in this entrepreneurial journey, but I think there's also some really hard-hitting things that happen to us. And I think as we hear and we, you know, we think about being safe and taking care of our loved ones and making sure our children or our parents or our grandparents are safe, that we also understand that there's been some really huge impact to entrepreneurs and business owners that have completely changed not just their years, not just their month, but their lives. And I think that we shouldn't lose sight of that in addition to, you know, all the other things that are happening. And as this decimation has happened to, you know, so many people and so many businesses and created that kind of domino effect. So, again, it's definitely a different type of episode. What I will also have in the show notes is a roundup from other, you know, entrepreneurs and business owners, so you can hear like how about their impact has happened. We had it, you know, during one of the roundups that we made a call for submissions from people. But I mean, I wish, you know, I can, you know, go through all the different parts of the question. I think it's important to do that, like the CEO story, you know, how we work with clients and things like that. But I think the biggest thing that we sometimes forget in these times is that human aspect. And I hope by doing this episode, I'm hopefully bringing that to light from not just Rob, but so many, you know, entrepreneurs and business owners like Rob. And I don't know that I'm properly qualified to say what you should or shouldn't do as far as like a business or to do this or that or the third. But I know that there will be tremendous changes happening to businesses and entrepreneurs largely because of this this time in history. Because of the virus and because of the impact that it has had, business will not be the same. You will probably see a very high increase in the online space, a lot of, you know, more virtual meetings. It's just going to change things tremendously, and that's really going to hurt, you know, a lot of businesses. But I think the thing that I listened to, I believe it was Jay Billis, he mentioned that his grandma would always use like the same tea bag, you know, so many times over and over again. And those things happen because people, his grandma specifically, I think was during like the Depression and having to reuse things and change lifelong habits as a result of that. This is one of those moments, I think, that not only are we going to see those impacts to businesses, I talked about, you know, a lot more technology, a lot more kind of permanent fixtures in our lives, but I think that those things that we hear about from previous generations that were and had to live through really catastrophic and impactful times, that it's happening right now. So a lot of the things that are happening from a business standpoint, you will see change. A lot of things from a health standpoint, from a personal standpoint, you will see change. So with that being said, I don't really know much more than what to say, you know, during this podcast. I just would say definitely please reach out to your loved ones. Reach out and take care of yourself. Stay healthy. Wash your hands. Do all those things that will allow you to continue to be healthy. But at the same time, because of the podcast that I have, because of the kind of the playpen that I play in as far as like working with and interviewing entrepreneurs and business owners, don't forget those small to medium sized businesses. Don't forget that they're made up of people. Don't forget that they too have families. They too have kids. They are not just, you know, racking up a lot and lots of money. They actually have, you know, wants and needs, and that human aspect of business that I think so often we miss. So with that being said, I just want you to hopefully understand the impact of everything that's happening. I want you to understand the impact of the lives within those businesses and those organizations, and just be aware of it. And that's all I can really say. That's what kind of sits on my heart right now, just as catastrophic as this is, and as, you know, much of a decimation as it has been for so many people in the business world. And it will be, you know, depending on when you're listening to this. This is one of those pivotal moments in history that completely changes the way that we're doing business. So I wanted to just, you know, take some time out. You can find, I'll put some links in the show notes as well, too, as far as like COVID actual information. This is not like an expert advice. This is just simply saying, don't forget about those stories of those people, small business owners, those entrepreneurs that work really, really hard and really, really long hours to be able to live their passions, but also walk in their gifts and give their gifts to the world. That things like this can completely destroy businesses. So with that being said, this is Gresh signing out. Please stay safe, stay healthy as much as you can, and definitely prayers and blessings to everybody that's listening to this and those that even aren't.
Thank you for listening to the I Am CEO podcast powered by Blue 16 Media. Tune in next time and visit us at imceo.co. IMCEO is not just a phrase, it's a community. Be sure to follow us on social media and subscribe to our podcast on iTunes, Google Play, and everywhere you listen to podcasts. Subscribe and leave us a 5-star rating. Grab CEO gear at www.ceogear.co. This has been the I Am CEO podcast with Gresham Harkless. Thank you for listening.